David is seeking a second opinion. The prognosis is the same as TJ, a dislocated wrist that would probably require surgery. It should be 24 hours before we know whether the second opinion is right or not. I would do the same thing because you don't have to designate anybody anymore. Everybody goes on IR, and whoever comes off comes off. And we'll see. I mean, once I know for sure, I've got all the confidence in Andre. Looked very good. Kerwin was good. Our young guys. We'll see what we got and what's available. It was always a huge blow to lose a top player, you know. But it's not the end of the world. We've got quality guys on our team, and it's an opportunity for somebody to step up. David Johnson became David Johnson because of somebody's injury. Humphreys is probably looking at 1 to 2 weeks. After grading the film, felt the same way as watching it yesterday. For me, it was our best players didn't play well enough to beat them, and in all phases, kicking game, offense and defense. We gave up too many scramble opportunities that should have been sacks. Hats off to Matt Stafford. He did a hell of a job of getting out of there a few times. We had great pressure. And those scramble plays led to big plays. Offensively, we did not handle the edge or the interior very well in the running game. And obviously once DJ got hurt, we had to throw it a bunch, and John Wetzel didn't do his job as well as he normally does. I've got faith in him. I'm sure he'll bounce back. But the way I told the players, our five-star players didn't play well enough to beat a team on the road. Our young players on the positive side played very, very well. Very pleased with all the young guys that got in and had a role. Maybe they'll get their role expanded now because they were positive. And I really expect our five-star players to bounce back pretty quick.